The word today is family. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. God established the Christian church and society under the structure of a family. But when you think of the many broken marriages, single parents, and other complications today, it's obvious that the family is under attack by Satan. One of our highest priorities as Christians should be to strengthen and protect our families. Here from our archives, with some biblical advice, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Family.
It is clear that God has established the family as the basic structural unit of all society. No wonder the devil is attacking the family. You know, it is so basic, and when you look and watch what's happening, many of the different problems in our lives relate back to the family. Take a look at this whole homosexual thing. That's an attack on the family, as marriage is for a man and a woman. Now, I suppose, you know, let's face it, I suppose the people of the world that are not believers are going to have their affairs and are going to have their unions. But, brother, don't you call that marriage. Marriage has always meant one thing, not only biblically, but through all cultures. It is a relationship of setting up a family. And in the Christian church, you know, God not only has established cultures or organizations, and I suppose someone's going to point out that some are polygamous and so on. I'm not here to tell you that every culture in the world is following this pattern, but I'm here to tell you it's pretty obvious that all through from the beginning of time, that has been the structural point by which God used to set up society. Now, the fact that there are corruptions of that and people that aren't following that, I suppose you can point to illustrations. But basically, all the way through the societies of the world, you will see this structure. And certainly in the Christian church, because we know the God who set it up, who created people, and who set up this structure of family. Now, interestingly enough, I started to say, and then I interrupted myself, I started to say that not only has God set up society this way, but he has also set up his church this way. It's fantastic the way God has established the Christian church. Take a look at a couple chapters in the book of Ephesians. By the way, that's a good letter of St. Paul to read about the Christian church. The whole letter would only take you, you know, a small amount of time to read. But in particular, look at chapter 2 and chapter 4, where it talks about the structure of the church, the way it's organized. It is God's will that there be family. Children, when they are born, are not able to take care of themselves. They have to be born into a family setting. They're going to have to be fed. They're going to have to be changed. They're going to have to be nourished. They're going to have to be loved. They don't just grow out in the wild. They need to have a father and a mother. You know, let me give you a scripture. And unfortunately, the world is having so much pressure on the Christian church. You know, it's sad. It bothers my heart. You know, God set up the Christian church to make an impact on the world, to make an influence on the world, to bring people into the kingdom. And what's happened, unfortunately, is that the world is having an impact on the Christian church. It's just really sad to see how much divorce there is now, even within the Christian church. Ah, it's heart-sickening. It's terrible to see how many broken homes there are, how many single parents there are, and so on. Where is all this nourishment and love going to come from in the life of a little baby? You know, I was going to give you a scripture reference that you can look to. I hope your marriage is still intact. if it isn't, well, repent of it and ask God's forgiveness and try to pick up whatever pieces you can in terms of your children, in terms of your grandchildren. Don't give up. Don't give up. Move on. Become stronger. And for those of you that have a viable marriage yet and your husband and wife, take a look at what God says, for instance, in the first epistle of Peter. Now, there are a number of places. You can use your concordance and your cross-references, and you can look them up, but start with 1 Peter. I would say start with chapter 3. In 1 Peter chapter 3, and right away, now I suppose there are some liberated women out there. I don't know if they'd be listening to this broadcast or not, but if they are, I hope you're not liberated in a sinful way. I hope you're liberated through Jesus Christ, like it says in Galatians 5. Anyone that knows Jesus is free. One of the first things I told my wife when I married her, honey, you are free to go anywhere at any time to do anything with anyone as long as it is to the glory of God. Now, that's true freedom. And I have the same freedom with her. It's not that you lock them up and you say, boy, I'm going to control you and your will is going to be under my power and I'm not going to let you make any decisions. You know, God doesn't talk about the husband being a dictator. That's horrible. And any Christian husband that's trying to treat his wife that way has missed the whole point. No wonder some women are afraid of that type of authority if their husband don't understand it. What God is talking about is the relationship between himself and the church. He uses that illustration. Well, what does Jesus do for the church? He is the head of the church. There's no doubt about that. That's clear. But how does he treat the church? In enormous love, in enormous mercy, in enormous kindness, he lays down his life for the church. That's what the husband should be. And actually, even though the first six verses here of the third chapter of Peter talk to women, the seventh verse is very sharp and very clear to men. And it's a warning. Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect. You read that seventh verse, and it shows you that the husband is to treat his wife the way Jesus Christ treats the church. The husband is to be ready to give his life, to lay down his life for his wife. Now, there's no woman anywhere in the world that wouldn't want and love a man that is willing to do that. You see, that's the way it's supposed to work. God has instituted marriage. God has given this plan into which the children should come and should have the blessing and the love of their parents. Oh, I'll tell you, if a Christian family, I was so delighted. My wife and I were out the other evening in a restaurant, and there was a young man, I would say maybe 30, 31, 32, and his wife, and they had two little kids. And they were eating at a fast food place where we were, and they were talking, and they were laughing, and they were planning, and they were watching the two children. One was in a little, bassinet, little hand carrier, a real tiny child. The other one must have been 3-4 years old and was talking about their food, and Dad was reaching over and giving her a bite of something she saw on his plate. And the interchange for, I'd say 45 minutes at least, was one of pure love, pure communication, pure understanding, and pure teaching on the part of the parents toward that little child and even that little baby in the bassinet. And I think that's probably not called a bassinet, but you know what I'm trying to describe. And a bassinet is where the baby is given a bath, isn't it? I don't know. I'm getting myself all tangled up here. At least you understand the point I'm trying to make. And in my heart and in my mind, I said a little prayer. And I said, oh, God, what a marvelous, beautiful young family. If only the world could be filled with families like that. And I keep thinking, you know, about all the trouble spots in this world, about all the complications and all the destruction of families and all the temptations to children. You know, if we could just get back into the structural way God wants countries and communities and even churches to be set up. Our lives should reflect this. If we truly believe, and the world will observe it, they'll observe our love, you know, they'll observe our attitude towards one another. Now, the followers of Christ are to be imitators of him. We are to act toward people the way he acted toward people. We are to treat people the way he treated people. In the first verse of 1 Peter chapter 3, we're talking about the first epistle of Peter. God does not suggest, and some people have tried to make that verse say, that God says it's okay to marry a non-Christian. That is not what it's saying. God is not suggesting that you marry a non-Christian. It's saying, in fact, other places in the Scripture make that abundantly clear and warn against it. What it's saying here is, if the woman has become a believer before the husband has, she has converted to Christ and become a believer, that now her attitude and her conduct toward her husband, who may not be a believer yet, is going to be helpful. God will use that. Her conduct, her attitude will show her love and her interest in her husband's salvation, and God will use that as a motivation. That's a beautiful verse to share with somebody who has an unbelieving husband, or turn it around. It can be the same thing for an unbelieving wife. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.